Hi, folks, and welcome to Songs from Studio C. I'm Nolan Ford, and today it's my pleasure to welcome Lake Street Dive to our studios here in downtown Chico. Originally based out of Boston, the band's musical journey began in 2004 at the New England Conservatory, where all four members met while studying music. 11 years of performance and one viral YouTube video later, and the pop soul juggernaut finds itself on the exponential rise, with appearances on Conan, Letterman, The Colbert Report, and just about every big summer music festival you could think of, including a stop earlier this year at one of the North State's favorites, High Sierra Music Festival. Later this evening, the band will take the stage at Laxon Auditorium on the Chico State campus for what promises to be an exciting, memorable show. I'm going to be speaking with the band in just a moment, but first, let's hear them perform their song, Clear Space. Listening to Lake Street Dive, live from Studio C. Tonight the band performs at Laxon Auditorium on the Chico State campus, and tickets are available at chicoperformances.com. Lake Street Dive, thanks so much for coming down to the studio today.
Thanks for having us.
Well, let's introduce the band here. We have Rachel Price on vocals. Hi. Mike Olson on trumpet.
Hello.
Bridget Kearney on Carney on bass.
Hi.
And Mike Calabrese on percussion.
Hello.
So you guys have 4 shows left on this 2-year stretch of almost constant touring. How would you describe what it's been like to see such growth for your band since the release of Bad Self-Portrait?
It's been kind of surreal and also a little bit scary. But mostly it's been really, really fun. We've never improved our show at such a rapid rate before. We've been a band for about 12 years. We're in our 12th year right now. And to be able to, it's just, there's really no replacement for a show every night. It's just like, it's the best way to get everything tight and get it together. And it's been really, really fun for us. You know, doing the live thing is really where our heart and soul is in this band. We love to play live. It's been really, really fun to just keep getting better.
Well, the band name Lake Street Dive is a nod to your humble beginnings and an homage to dive bar bands everywhere. This is especially cool to me and all the other musicians across the North State regularly performing at modest-sized venues. How do you maintain that sort of intimate, small venue feel when you're playing much larger spaces?
I guess we maintain it by not really doing much else besides what we do. I mean, it's always been the 4 of us. We're pretty sure it always will be just the 4 of us, and we create the sound from what we have right there on stage. We don't really rely on anything else. Definitely we've come a long way since we were playing dive bars every night, but in a lot of ways, it's the same.
Well, speaking of intimate performances, can we get into another song here?
Yeah. We're going to do a song called What I'm Doing Here right now.
Oh,
We're listening to Lake Street Dive live from Studio C. Tonight, the band will be performing at Laxon Auditorium on the Chico State Campus, and you can find ticketing information at chicoperformances.com. Okay, so by now, most of your fans are already familiar with your YouTube video that went viral and thrust you into the national spotlight, but now you have a brand new video that you produced last week in Humboldt, and it's really fun. It's already nearing 50,000 views. So I want to play a little sample of it. We have an audio cut I want to play here for you guys. See, yeah, get your reaction here.
Silhouette of a man. Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango? Thunderbolt of lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo,
Figaro,
Nivigo.
Oh, I'm just a poor boy, nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy.
Okay, so as you can see, this is a beautiful cover of Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody.
Beautiful.
Yes.
We'll take it.
And the video is hilarious, too. I'm wondering how this video all came about.
Well, one of the main reasons it came about was last year's Halloween video, which we do a Halloween video every year. We've been doing it for six years. Last year's, we were so busy. We were in the midst of touring. We were looking desperately for the next girl, guy, guy band to cover, which is what we've been trying to do consistently. But we were so busy. We were so tired. And so zany that we were like, yeah, the B-52s is the way to go. So we covered Love Shack, which was a bit of which is the silliest thing I think we've ever done. So this year, you know, I think it was McDuck who prompted it. He was like, you know, guys, let's try to, you know, win our dignity back this year and try something that's, you know, vocally heavy. And, you know, we can still be silly, but, you know, we also want to show people that, like, we still appreciate vocals. We work hard on them. And, you know, here's what we can do. So that's how it came about.
How powerful is the role of video production for up-and-coming bands today?
Video production as in?
Just making videos while you're on the road.
Oh, I mean, for us, it's been, you know, immeasurably, it's a hard word to say, valuable. I mean, we started putting up YouTube videos, I don't know, 8 or 9 years ago, and they instantly helped us. And they were just sort of like one-shot acoustic videos done in like a person's living room or on a playground. Like, we didn't really put that much thought into them. But just those simple things have just been so helpful. The internet is just, it's an incredible resource. It's like, you know, you get all your friends to share it on Facebook and that doubles your fan base in a night. And then it just keeps on going from there. So yeah, I mean, every band that has asked us, you know, for advice since, we just say, you know, like, yeah, put up those YouTube videos. Wear something silly in it.
Well, Well, I encourage all our listeners to check out this video. Rachel's does a fantastic Freddie Mercury.
Thank you.
And you can check that video out. It's linked on our NSPR Facebook page right now. This next question is a little bit of a challenging one. With four songwriters, how do you navigate keeping the song choice process democratic without compromising the quality of the final product?
I think like the four songwriters thing is nothing but a benefit. You know, it's like if you, I feel like we were talking about this with playing pool the other day. Me and Mike and our two sound guys were talking about how when someone you sort of play to the players on the field. You know, if you're like playing a sport or pool and the other players are really good, it makes you play better because you're just, you know, that's what you're around. And so I think like the fact that there are four songwriters just means that we're constantly kind of inspiring each other and giving each other ideas and feeding off each other. And then the other ground rule that we have is not to ever not give something a fair chance. So whatever somebody brings in, we always give it a shot, you know? And I think that's led us to like just continuing to challenge ourselves in terms of where we can go and what kind of styles we can play in, et cetera.
Well, I read that you've been whittling it down from near 40 songs to, you know, create this next album you've been working on. And I imagine that's a difficult process. I'm wondering how that works for you guys.
Yeah, I mean, we had a lot of songs for this new album. And the way that we did it actually is we just remained detached. We just sort of like, we have these songs, and we let the producer that we worked with, his name is Dave Cobb, guide us as to which songs that he felt the most strongly about. And it was actually a really good lesson in us being like, okay, that song. And it's great because we still have like 15 songs hanging out that we could record at a later date.
Yeah.
Well, I had a question about the producer thing because, but you already mentioned it a little bit, but I'm wondering, did you notice any growth in your band from introducing Dave Cobb to helping you with this latest album?
You want to say something, McDuck?
No.
No? You know, part of the growth, you know, it comes from a, sort of a positive tension, I guess is the way I would put it. We've been a band for 12 years and have done things predominantly by ourselves without the help of anyone. And so over the years, as the business has grown and as the product has grown and as we've needed more people who are experts at their job, be it a manager, a tour manager, you know, we've had to slowly learn how to cede responsibility to someone else for getting the best out of us. And so working with Dave was a growing experience purely because he would throw a lot of things at us that we weren't comfortable with, but obviously that he saw in us. And so it sort of forced us to rise. And it didn't, you know, come easy. But it was, as much as it was, you know, hard to learn how to let go of certain things, it was also, you know, really amazing to see sort of somebody see something in us and help to bring it out of us that we had not previously seen before.
So the new album that you've been working on, it's on your previous effort, Bad Self Portraits, explored a variety of genres and styles, drawing in influences ranging from Motown Soul to British Invasion Rock and the band's gospel blues. Is the future plan to continue crafting songs spanning across multiple genres, or is the second LP going to focus more on a specific sound?
It's mostly like Gregorian chant meets like death metal.
That's what we're going for.
Please bring that back to North State Public Radio.
Like I said earlier, we're just trying to keep pushing ourselves and trying new things. So you're going to hear some things that are sort of the next natural evolution of what we've been doing, and then I think people are going to hear some stuff that's like pretty new as far as like what they've heard us do before, so hopefully they will like it.
Cool. Well, speaking of hearing some stuff, I feel like we're ready for another song.
All right. We're going to do a cover for you right now. This one is the Annie Lennox tune. I'm sure many of you will recognize.
Thank you.
We're listening to Lake Street Dive live in the NSPR studios. Tonight, the band will be performing at Laxon Auditorium on the Chico State campus, and you can find ticketing information at chicoperformances.com. That was a beautiful rendition of an Annie Lennox song.
Thank you.
And actually, our station manager, Beth, interviewed you at the Telluride Bluegrass Festival, and it's funny you should choose a cover because in that interview, Rachel mentioned that a lot of the covers you perform will often inform the writing process for your own songs. So I'm wondering, what music were you covering or listening to that might have guided the songwriting for the new album that's coming out?
That's a good question. I mean, always the Beatles, really.
Yeah.
The Beatles, and this band called the Beatles. there's still a fair amount of Motown and sort of soul vibes on there.
And we also were encouraged by our producer to, like, go to a dollar bin at a record store and pick out a, you know, an unknown artist, you know, and this, like, vinyl that had, like, a crazy cover, and just get it for the cover and listen to it and see if there's anything on there we can sort of pick from. And just turned out there was a lot of, like, 70s funk and soul on what we picked out, and we sort of took from that.
Marvin Sees.
Yeah. Yeah, look that guy up.
Yeah.
He's a gem.
Well, you've been doing so much touring, and I'm sure you're looking forward to a little bit of a break here, but then I'm also sure you'll be hitting it again really soon after you release the new album. And I'm assuming that when you're staring down the face of a big, long tour, you probably really want to be sure that the songs you're bringing with you are ones that you won't get tired of playing on the road for so long. So I'm wondering, is there a moment when you just know that this is something we can wear for a long time?
Who wants to take this one?
McDuck does.
When do we know the song is right?
Yeah, or just like it's something that you know that you're not going to get sick of playing. It's just something that's going to last a long time.
Well, I don't want to approach it that way. There were a few silver linings, a few positive things that came out of us studying music at the conservatory. And I would say that the lesson that we bring with us every day is that a song is not set in stone. It is not, you know, it doesn't wear concrete boots. You know, it's not something that is a static and dead rote thing. A song is a living, breathing entity, we can infuse a song that might be, you know, bordering on tired or something that we've played every single night for 2 long years by, you know, breathing new life into it with improvisation or with, approaching it with a different arrangement that we come up with on a conscious level or something that just sort of organically changes as we kind of mess around with it night after night. There's one song in particular, Use Me Up from the last record, that just for practical reasons, Mike will start playing that song by himself with his tambourine, and that's not something that we did on the record. And, you know, I'm usually tuning the guitar, so Bridget starts to noodle, and then I pick up a lick that Bridget's playing, and I will sort of start playing that along with her, and all of a sudden now we have a new intro for the song that changes ever so slightly night after night. So, I mean, as far as I'm aware, and maybe I'm going out on a limb here, we've never gotten bored with our songs because we don't allow them to get boring.
Well, that's McDuck from Lake Street Dive telling it how it is.
Beautiful.
And
nice.
I just want to thank you guys so much for coming to the studio. It's been really fun having you down here.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you, man.
Once again, you can catch Lake Street Dive tonight at 7:30 p.m. in Laxon Auditorium on the Chico State campus. For ticketing information, call the University Box Office at 898-6333 or point your web browser to chicoperformances.com. Songs from Studio C is a production of North State Public Radio. I'm Nolan Ford.
Cause you go down smooth.